regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare show. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. Focus on Females does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on the radio show. Reliance on any information provided by Focus on Females or others appearing on the show at the invitation of Focus on Females is solely at your own risk. Now, it's time for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Here, we create clarity out of confusion and guide you through today's healthcare maze. Each week, we'll focus on a different medical topic with a guest expert answering your questions. Future topics and guests can be seen at www.focusonfemales.com. Call in between 12:30 and 1 p.m. on Sundays and present your case to our experts. To get involved with today's clinic, call now in Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Be proactive with your health. We're here to focus on you. And now, our host, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
The Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is on, and we thank you for listening. Today, we are tackling Sjogren's syndrome. That's S-J-O-G-R-E-N-S, Sjogren's syndrome. But first, this radio show and the free annual Focus on Females Healthcare Symposium, now the largest in the country with 1,800 women, is supported by the not-for-profit Focus on Females Education Foundation, whose mission is to create an interactive, dynamic, community-based healthcare safety net, making you an expert on your personal medical needs. The result? Better partnering with your existing doctor, leading to more effective office visits, faster results, and a reduced economic burden of avoidable medical and emergency care. We save lives and protect families through healthcare education. And also today, I'd like to welcome the members of the Sjogren's Syndrome Foundation who email blasted out about today's show. Welcome, and please feel free to call in with your questions. The phone number in here in Hillsborough County is 289-1860, but of course many of you are listening from around the country, and that's 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, toll-free call. For those of you that may know you have Sjogren's syndrome and are not aware of any kind of foundation that is targeting Sjogren's syndrome, of course, now you know about one, the Sjogren's Syndrome Foundation. Please look at their website and look into what the good work they're doing, and you may find that it will help you to become a member. So, Sjogren's syndrome. What is Sjogren's syndrome? Well, Sjogren's syndrome is a systemic autoimmune disorder which targets the lacrimal and salivary glands primarily. So that means that patients with Sjogren's syndrome will have altered functioning or decreased functioning of their tear glands and their salivary glands, leading to classic symptoms of dry eye and dry mouth. But also, it's important to recognize that Sjogren's syndrome, being a systemic disease, can also have what we call extraglandular manifestations. And what that means is that it's not solely a dry eye, or it may not be solely a dry eye and a dry mouth problem. And I'll just run through some of the systemic manifestations that can occur in patients with Sjogren's syndrome just to demonstrate the importance of making the diagnosis. And these different manifestations can include the respiratory system with chronic bronchitis due to dryness of the upper and lower airway with possible mucus plugging, what we call a inflammation of the lung called interstitial pneumonitis, pleural effusions or excess fluid collecting on the in the lung. There can be gastrointestinal symptoms, such as difficulty swallowing associated with the dry mouth. You could have inflammation of the stomach lining, what's called atrophic gastritis. One could also develop liver disease with cirrhosis, called biliary cirrhosis and sclerosing cholangitis. There may be problems with skin and mucous membranes, endocrinologic problems, neurologic problems. There may be problems with low white count, low red blood cell count, low platelets. And the kidney may also be involved as well with inflammation. And another possible development is that of lymphoma. So it is very important to make a diagnosis in the patient with Sjogren's syndrome so that they can develop a good relationship with a primary care doctor and to look into symptoms which may suggest some of these extraglandular manifestations. It's always important to stay ahead of the problem. In other words, to stay in control of the disease and not go into denial. And that way you're better suited and better equipped to deal with problems and quite possibly have them treated or at least reduce the possible progression of any disease that one might develop. It is so important. And one example of this experience I had recently last year or so, a patient came to me with symptoms of dry eye, and she had been about half a dozen other ophthalmologists and was offered drops and not much more. When, of course, my practice is focused on dry eye, and we looked at her and evaluated her, and it became apparent that she had not just dry eye or garden variety dry eye, but quite severe dry eye. And with subsequent testing, indeed, it turned out that she had Sjogren's syndrome, and not just that, but also rheumatoid arthritis, which is one of the, which puts her in a category of a secondary Sjogren's syndrome with systemic manifestations. And she is being followed by a rheumatologist and taking care of those systemic manifestations. But again, had we not made the diagnosis, she might not have been as knowledgeable and able to receive the therapy she really needed for this systemic disease like she did. So very important. Now, okay, so let's talk more about, and again, I want to remind everybody that now is a good time to call in with your questions. So those of you in Hillsborough County, Florida, that's 289-1860, and everywhere else, area code 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. And let's talk a little bit about the tear film and tear glands. The lacrimal glands produce the majority of the tear for the ocular surface, and it's very important because the tear has in it nutrients and growth factors as well as antimicrobials to keep the surface of the eye healthy. And so when in Sjogren's syndrome the lacrimal glands are under attack by the white blood cells, lymphocytes, then of course you have glandular destruction and decreased tear production, that is watery tear production. Interestingly, the meibomian glands, which produce and secrete an oil for the tear film, it was also recognized that there's an association with meibomian gland dysfunction and Sjogren's syndrome. And recently there was a paper suggesting that an antigen or a glycoprotein, that's a sugary protein, in the eyelid where the meibomian glands reside may actually be an autoantigen in patients with rheumatoid arthritis. If this is indeed the case, then of course this would implicate a direct attack on the meibomian gland milieu as a possible scenario or pathogenesis of meibomian gland dysfunction in this setting. And this, of course, is very important information and would explain why these patients can get such severe meibomian gland dysfunction. And when a patient has a combined deficiency, that is oil deficiency as well as water deficiency, that really creates or elevates the problem and the difficulty to a whole nother level, that is to say, to reverse those symptoms and restore health to the surface of the eye in these patients. At this point, we'll take a quick break and come right back with more on Sjogren's syndrome. Once again, the phone numbers to call in with questions, 289-1860, and out of Hillsborough County, it's 877-969-8600. Be right back.
This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you.
Do your eyes have a foreign body sensation or are scratchy and sandy? Do they burn, sting, or itch, or are heavy and tired? Maybe your eyes are sensitive to light or your eyelids achy and sore. Have you seen countless doctors and still can't find relief? Have they told you, sorry, but you'll have to live with this and nothing can be done for you? Well, first, it's likely you suffer from dry eye. And second, don't stand for those answers anymore. Just because someone else doesn't understand your dry eye problems, go to the only eye doctor in Central Florida that specializes exclusively in dry eye and related diseases. Meet with Dr. Stephen Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where you will be given up to 2 hours of face-to-face time with the doctor to get at the root cause of your dry eye pain, fluctuating vision, and redness, plus begin targeted therapy right away. Haven't you waited long enough?
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Today we're tackling Sjogren's syndrome, which is a systemic autoimmune disorder primarily attacking the lacrimal glands, creating dry eye, as well as the salivary glands, creating a dry mouth, as well as possible other systemic glands, other what we call extraglandular manifestations. And we talked briefly about that in the first segment. One other point I'd like to make for those of you that are listening that maybe may not have Sjogren's or severe dry eye, and maybe a family member or friend listening in not understanding the impact of dry eye on the patient, there was a study done in 2003 where they asked a variety of individuals with a variety of health problems how much would they be willing to sacrifice off the end of their life to get rid of that particular medical disease or affliction they had. So, of course, the diagnosis of a major stroke turned out to be the most significant as far as how much time a person would be willing to sacrifice off the end of their life. But interestingly, dry eye, severe dry eye, came in at essentially the same score as a disabling hip fracture and angina, that is to say, chest pain from heart disease, from we call it ischemic heart disease or insufficient blood to the heart. So patients with severe dry eye indeed have a tremendous personal impact on them as well as their family members and friends, and it can alter their life. And so it is certainly a very important disease to get our arms around and to encourage people to seek care, that there are things that can be done for them, and that we can, in many, many, if not most all cases, reverse symptoms. Now, on the line with me is Bonnie. Bonnie is a patient of mine. Bonnie, welcome to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic.
Oh, Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Meskin.
How are you today?
I'm great. I'm just great. Thanks to you.
Well, thank you very much. And I thought that we'd take the opportunity to share with the many listeners out there, as well as folks from the Sjogren's Syndrome Foundation who are looking for answers and help. And your case, I think, is a very exemplary case of how long you've suffered, and at the same time, how we were able to restore comfort to your eyes and the impact on your life. And it was very kind of you to come in today and share your experience with us.
Well, I'm really happy to help you out on this subject because my life was just absolutely horrible before you helped me. You know, I couldn't even open my refrigerator. The light would just blind me. I mean, I was just really, really bad, very, very uncomfortable.
Now, I remember I was looking through the chart back in, I guess I first saw you in April of 09, about 6 months ago, not long ago at all.
No.
And you had said at that point you had over 20 years of symptoms.
I have. I've been suffering with this for so long. I couldn't even walk out to my mailbox without two pairs of sunglasses on. Wow. My eyes were so severe and scratchy, itchy, the pain. It was like having glass in my eyes. And I don't know what you did, boy, oh boy, but it's amazing, because there is help out there, believe me.
Well, how have you been treated up until you came in to see us? What kind of therapies,
Of
recollection? You've tried everything.
Yeah, I've gone to so many different doctors, and, you know, they did, you know, drops, and they did drops for infections, and they had me on so many different things, and nothing helped me. It just progressively got worse. It got to the point where I couldn't even focus my eyes to watch television or anything.
So it affected your vision as well as your
did.
Comfort.
It did, yes. It was awful. It was just awful.
And you had tried antibiotic drops. They put you on lubricant drops.
They put me on Restasis. They put me on everything. And nothing helped me until you were able to. When I walked in your office and you looked at me and you said, Bonnie, I can help you, I almost cried right then and there. And you said, it'll take a little bit, but we'll get you back. And you did.
Well, I have to say that this is an experience we have quite regularly. And it is very difficult for a patient that has been suffering for so long to actually have any trust and faith in the medical system anymore.
Oh, yes. As you noticed, when I first walked in your office, I was kind of defensive, you know, and the more I sat there and what you told me you were going to do for me, and I just totally became very confident in you, and everything worked out just absolutely wonderfully.
Yeah, I remember you were very much a disbeliever in the beginning.
Oh, I sure was, yeah.
But by the same token, you know, kudos to you for pushing forward, for moving ahead and not completely, you know, giving up and retiring to a dark room in your home the rest of your life, like unfortunately many people out there are doing.
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing, and I said I needed my life back, and I think you gave it to me. I really have to tell you that.
Well, tell me, Bonnie, when I saw you in April 21st of 09, at that time, you knew you had Sjogren's syndrome.
Oh, yes. I still have the terrible dry mouth, but, you know, I don't know what to do about that.
So you but you had the diagnosis already.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How long prior to that, do you recall what year you were given that diagnosis? And I remember that you were diagnosed with serologies, with blood tests, positive antibodies.
Right.
How long previously had you had the serologies done? Do you have any idea?
Do you know, I just had it done back in 08, and no other doctor had even come forward to say, maybe this is what you have, because I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
You know, I had no idea what Sjogren's was. Nobody else still knows what Sjogren's is, you know.
Well, hopefully there are many people here with the foundation, Sjogren's Syndrome Foundation, that certainly they're well knowledgeable about Sjogren's syndrome, but you're right. The general population may not have heard about it, and this is one opportunity we have to share with the public about a disease which is so life-altering.
It was. It was very life-altering, yes.
Well, one of the things we've done when we looked at when we examined your eye and evaluated you, we found that indeed we confirmed very poor aqueous tear levels, that is to say low watery tear. You also had a problem with your lipid tear, and again, those constitute the majority of the tear film, that is the oil and the and the watery tear. And you also had some wrinkling on the surface of your eye. And there was also a question of allergic component. Do you remember, I don't know, again, you may not remember these details, but we sought out to go ahead and basically attack one by one the different problems you had.
Right, right.
And we began, I think we closed your tear drains to hold on to the tears you make.
Right.
And we resurfaced your eye to smooth out the wrinkles on the surface of the eye to enable the eye to utilize as best as possible the precious few tears you make, or when you put an artificial tear into the eye or onto the tear film, to utilize that as best as possible, optimizing tear flow. And we also probed your meibomian glands.
Yes, you did. And when you told me that, I thought, oh my gosh. And it was really nothing compared to how it felt afterwards, because I was able to really close my eyes and not have that real scratchiness. So I think that part really helped out also.
Yes. And we did that. So we did that in June of this year,
mm-hmm.
and that seemed to help you out significantly with any residual dryness. And you had some difficulty waking up in the middle of the night as well.
Exactly.
With dryness, and that's a new procedure. We innovated that ourselves, and we probably been doing that now for a year or two. Able to actually get inside the meibomian gland and remove any obstruction in there, allowing the oil to flow into the tear film where it can prevent evaporation, again, of those residual precious few tears you have. Each therapeutic piece we initiate and we carry out adds to the previous therapies we've done. So like we're building, brick by brick, a foundation, a wall of therapy to strengthen the ocular surface, to optimize your tear film, so in so doing, restoring comfort to your eyes.
Yes, and step by step, boy, it really, really worked. Now I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is I sit down in my bathroom and I look in my magnifying mirror and I go, wow, you really have pretty eyes again.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
It's amazing, yeah.
And oftentimes people, spouses and relatives, friends comment on how suddenly your eyes are wide open, you look alive.
Yes, I always look like I was maybe on a 3-day drunk. I was so
yes.
red and sore, and now they're real pretty and white again, and I'm just a happy camper.
Well, good for you. And have you found that you've been able to resume activities that you had placed or postponed for a long time?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Like I can get out and walk again, and I the wind doesn't hurt my eyes. I can actually keep a fan over my head.
Wow.
It's just amazing to me.
Wow. Yeah, that is amazing. Sometimes patients may not be able to have gone to the point where they can even have a fan.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. You know, the radiator in the car, the register, or, the little fan blowing
right.
on you. I had to keep those off. I mean, I could never sit in a car with that blowing on me, and now it's like I'm a new person.
Excellent. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So this has been since, so this is the symptom. I saw you in April. Again, this is November, so it's been about seven months.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you have any questions for us today?
No, I do have an appointment to come in and see you on the 11th,
okay.
which I will keep, of course. And so far, I'm just so happy and I'm good, so I don't want to look for any trouble.
Good for you. And you may want to. You may also want to. You're in Tampa or St. Pete?
I'm in St. Pete.
St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Sjogren's Syndrome Foundation seminar in Tampa. I think February. You
February.
May want to visit
February.
Their website.
Yes, I plan on being there.
Good for you. And I'll be a speaker there talking about the ophthalmic manifestations of Sjogren's Syndrome. So you may want to meet other folks in Sjogren's Syndrome Foundation and encourage other people, too, to seek out help. There is help.
Yes.
There's new advances all the time occurring, and never give up hope.
Yes, I have a young friend who just turned 40, and he was just diagnosed with Sjogren's and lupus, and I'm going to bring him along because he's, not real, real bad, but, he's afraid, so
well,
I'd like to bring him along with me.
Well, he's lucky he's got someone like you to help who's been through it already.
I know what he's going going through.
Okay, Bonnie, thanks so much. Thanks for sharing your Sunday with us today, and I'll speak to you later. We'll be right back with more on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Be right back.
Talk Radio 860 WGUL.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Army investigators at Fort Hood are trying to put together a comprehensive bullet trajectory analysis from Thursday's shooting rampage that left 13 people dead. In particular, they're searching for military or civilian personnel who may have left the scene with gunshot damage to their vehicles. Iraq's parliament has paved the way for nationwide elections in January by passing an electoral law today. There had been worries that delays in getting the law passed could delay the vote and possibly affect U.S. plans to withdraw. Hurricane Ida steaming north past Cancun into the Gulf of Mexico. A hurricane watch has been issued for Louisiana and Mississippi, meaning residents could experience hurricane conditions within 36 hours. And a top Halloween, top House Republican, says last night's passage of the health care bill shows Democrats didn't get the message from voters. Indiana's Mike Pence on Fox News. This is SRN News.
Congress has decided to extend unemployment benefits for another 20 weeks.
The longest extension for hardest hit states.
And extend the home buyer's tax credits for 7 more months.
It will cost the Treasury Department about $11 billion.
And a new Fannie Mae program would let homeowners rent instead of losing their homes in foreclosure.
This just shows you how hard it is for the banks now to get these properties, turn them over, and selling back.
Now, more than ever, are we fixing up the economy or propping it up? Talk Radio 860 WGUL.
America's digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with three really good reasons why you can't miss my show this weekend. Number one, make money online. You can do it. I know the secrets. Two, gear. Buying the best using what you have. Number three, me. I am the digital goddess. No, no, no. Please don't bow. It gets embarrassing for us both.
Kim Komando, Sunday afternoon at 2 on Talk Radio 860 WGUL.
This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you. Your host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic is ophthalmologist and eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen L. Maskin. Dr. Maskin is the medical director of the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, the proud sponsor of today's show. At the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, Dr. Maskin specializes in solving difficult dry eye and cornea disorders with patients traveling from over 35 states and 5 continents for his evaluation. Dr. Maskin manages these dry eye disorders using innovative medical and surgical therapies, including the use of placenta-derived amniotic membrane, a new patent-pending natural eye lubricant to provide relief for dry eye sufferers, an exciting new procedure to unblock obstructed tear glands, and a topical cure for eye surface cancer. Dr. Maskin has been successfully managing difficult dry eye cases for over 20 years and is board-certified, fellowship-trained, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and American Academy of Ophthalmology. He's been selected a best doctor in America every year from 2000 through 2009 and as an America's top ophthalmologist by Consumers Research Council of America. We hope the Focus on Females education programs, including this show, will help you and your family find the health care that works for you. Focus on Females believes in saving lives and protecting families. And please, visit drmaskin.com, and if you have not found relief for your painful red, dry eyes, come in to see Dr. Maskin at the Dry Eye and Cornea Treatment Center, where comfortable eyes lead to restored lives.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back. We are talking about Sjogren's syndrome. Today on the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. And once again, for the folks out there listening, call in with your questions, 289-1860 in Hillsborough County, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. And one tip I'd like to share with everyone listening, I authored a book, it's a consumer dry eye primer. It's called Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome. And it's won two awards, given by the Association of American University Presses as a 2008 Best Book of the Year, and another award as a Best Consumer Health Book of 2007. That one was given by the Library Journal. This book, written for you, lays out dry eye and all the different causes of dry eye, including Sjogren's, and perhaps most importantly, lays out how to think about it and home remedies you can use, what you can do around the house, in the car, when you're engaging in activities such as at the beach, sporting activities, basically giving you some tips how to control your environment, how to control your life so that you can get the most out of your eyes, and really empowers you to step up and do something for yourself. Now, in some cases, the changes that you implement after reading this book or reading through this book may be sufficient to comfort your eyes. On the other hand, it may be just a start. And with the information you learn, you can better partner with your existing doctor. And when you go in to see your doctor, you're on a whole different plane of knowledge, and your knowledge base will better suit you to, at that point, obtain quicker and faster results because you are already knowledgeable about the condition. So we recommend that. It's published by the Yale University Press, and I know you'll enjoy that. Okay, the rest of the time here, we've got about 20 minutes or so. Let's talk about treatment of chronic dry eye in patients with Sjogren syndrome. And again, the Sjogren syndrome patient oftentimes can be thought of as patients without, not just with poor tear secretion, but as a consequence of that, little reflex tear. They may not have any emotional tears. And so little things for you patients out there with Sjogren's, little things mean a lot. And when treating patients with Sjogren syndrome, some of the comorbid states need to be identified and attended to. And when I say comorbid states that frequently occur in the setting of dry eye, I'm talking about ocular allergy, toxicities, infections. Now, allergy causes inflammation. Inflammation causes swelling, and the swelling can exacerbate or reduce tear secretion. The inflammation can circle back to the tear glands and reduce tear secretion and basically down-modulate tear gland function. So it is important to get your allergy under control. Now, at times, one may take a systemic antihistamine to control their allergies, and if you do so, this will also further reduce your tear secretion because the antihistamine, of course, downregulates, dries you up, and it downregulates tear gland secretion. So optimally, you'd use a topical antihistamine, something like a Pataday, for example, or which used to be a Patanol, actually a higher concentration, more potent Pataday once a day. That we found to be very effective in patients with topical allergy. Of course, it's a prescription drop. Patients, and the second category I alluded to earlier is that of toxicity. And we see this frequently with patients, for example, with glaucoma that are taking preservative-containing glaucoma drops to reduce the pressure in the eye. Patients may also be on other drops, such as even artificial tears that may contain a preservative. So These are the things to think about. You want to minimize preservatives, minimize drops, preservatives in your drops. You want to minimize topical therapies that may be toxic to your ocular surface. And again, you discuss these things with your ophthalmologist or optometrist. The other comorbid state which will impact your dry eye status is infection, such as blepharitis, what we call anterior blepharitis. The lid is divided into a front and back portion. The front portion, the anterior portion, is recognized by the skin and eyelashes, and the posterior portion of the lid with the meibomian glands, the oil-producing glands. So anterior blepharitis indicates an infection of the lashes. In most cases, it can also be an allergic anterior blepharitis, but for the most part, it's infectious with staph or other microbes. We've also finding a significant prevalence of mites, parasites, causing anterior blepharitis. And again, what happens is, whether it be from the mites or through bacteria or other microbes, it creates inflammation. The inflammation, again, impacts the ocular surface, creating a red eye, and downregulate tear gland function, whether it be the lacrimal glands or the meibomian glands. And you can well understand how swelling in the lid, the anterior part of the lid, can cause can impact the glands in the posterior part of the lid and create a functional blockage of the ducts. In other words, if the tissues swell around a duct of a gland, that duct will narrow with essentially a functional reduction in the amount of oil that is being secreted into the tear film. So these things are very important to understand. The other thing that I noticed that is frequently missed is that of a conjunctivitis, a bacterial conjunctivitis. Now, people with dry eye may not create a significant discharge from their eyes if they have in the setting of a bacterial conjunctivitis. Most people think, you know, when they get a bacterial conjunctivitis, they've got a severe red eye with discharge, mucopurulent discharge, or significant discharge coming out of their eyes. Well, dry eye patients don't have that. They may not get that significant discharge. Their eyes may be just a tad pink, but their eye may be irritable. And we found numerous occasions a bacterial conjunctivitis that was completely missed prior to coming to us. So again, one has to understand and recognize that when the patient has dry eye, the presentation will differ of common diseases, whether it be bacterial conjunctivitis or as one example. So very important to understand. Now, once we address these comorbid states, then the other things we look at to optimize the tear function and the comfort of the patient is lid position, blink, and the health of the lashes. And that's not, we just talked about infection of the lashes, but here I'm talking about the direction of the lashes. Are they growing toward the eye, for example? Are they irritating, striking the eye? The next area is aqueous tear status, the amount of watery tear being produced, the meibomian gland and lipid tear status, the ocular surface and fornix status, that is to say the health of the ocular surface. Are there masses there? Are there wrinkles there? Is there any kind of abnormality? Is there a loss of the fornix, which is that fold that enables you to pull your lower or upper lid away from your eyeball? And there are conditions where that fold scars up and you cannot even pull your lid away from your eyeball without moving your eye. And then the outflow status of the tear. The tear normally flows into the nose through the outflow tear drains in the inner part of the lid. And is there a blockage in that? If so, that can create a stasis or a stagnation of tear, kind of like the bathtub, which if it's not the drain is plugged up for a while, it's going to collect all sorts of things that you wouldn't want in your bathtub. So these are the kinds of things to think about as far as the optimizing the health of the surface of the eye. And when we come back, we'll talk more about each one. Once again, I'd like to remind you of our numbers to call in, 289-1860 in Hillsborough County. Everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Now is your chance. Call in with your questions about Sjogren's syndrome, dry eye. Give us a call. Bye-bye.
Hello, Nathan Jensen here from Paragon Risk Management. You've heard for months now about our insurance agency, what types of insurance we write, and how we treat our clients. Whether it's homeowners, personal auto, or commercial insurance, you get our full attention when you call.
Say, Nathan, did you tell them yet about all the top-rated carriers we work with who are committed to providing coverage for folks in Florida?
Yeah, I was just about to.
Rich Jensen again from Paragon Risk Management. Since we are independent agents, we can be your one resource for every type of insurance, personal or commercial.
Right. Insurance needs don't always fit in a box. So why would you use an agent who's limited by only one company's policies?
Or get a policy online without ever talking to a real person.
So what are you waiting for?
Call us today at 1-866-599-1199. That's 1-866-599-1199.
Or online at ParagonRisk.com.
Paragon Risk Management.
Insurance protection with confidence.
This radio healthcare program is brought to you by the Focus on Females Education Foundation, a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to make you an expert on your individual medical problems through dynamic and interactive educational programs. Real physicians answering real questions, speaking plain English, and giving practical, ready-to-use information on a wide variety of topics. Participation empowers families to better partner with their doctors. The result is more effective office visits, preventing unnecessary suffering, and eliminating the economic burdens of avoidable health and emergency care. We need your financial support. Donations to the foundation are tax deductible. Each and every dollar provides support so families can take control of their health. We have already saved and transformed lives for generations to come. Be a donor in what has been described as a phenomenon to reduce health illiteracy in our community. No donation is too small. To learn more about us and our free 5th Annual Women's Healthcare Symposium, March 27, 2010, visit www.focusonfemales.com. Donations can be made to Focus on Females Education Foundation, P.O. Box 320702, Tampa, Florida 33679-2702. Thank you. Confused about dry eye? Not getting answers as to why your eyes are so red and painful and your blurry vision that gets a little better with a good blink? Now you can learn all about dry eye, the causes, treatments, and home remedies from the number one best-selling consumer book on dry eye problems, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome by Dr. Stephen Maskin. Published by Yale University Press, Reversing Dry Eye Syndrome has been selected as a 2008 Best Book of the Year by the Association of American University Presses and a 2007 Best Consumer Health Book by Library Journal. Find answers for your dry eye. Go to your bookstore and pick up a copy of Reversing Dry Eye. You'll be glad you did.
Studio lines are open, so get focused, get involved, and get the advice you need for your health. In Hillsboro, 289-1860, and everywhere else, 877-969-8600. Once again, our host for the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic, Dr. Stephen Maskin.
And welcome back to the Focus on Females Radio Healthcare Clinic. Once again, today is Sjogren's syndrome, a systemic autoimmune condition characterized most commonly as with dry eyes and dry mouth. And we, before the break, we were talking about treatment of chronic dry eye in the setting of Sjogren's syndrome, and we talked about treating comorbid states, very importantly, because the patient with dry eye are especially sensitive to any comorbid disease which will impact that dry eye. And we mentioned allergy, toxicity, and infection. As far as infection, we mentioned anterior blepharitis as well as conjunctivitis. I'd also like to mention at this time that dacryocystitis, or inflammation of the lacrimal sac, that is the tear-collecting sac inside the nose, can also be, or it could be a comorbid condition. With the infection of that sac can not just create tear stasis, but also can actually reflux microbes onto the surface of the eye periodically. And in so doing, it can, again, create a confusing picture if one is not mindful of this diagnosis and look for it. Just like most anything in medicine, if you don't think about it, you don't look for it. If you don't look for it, you're not going to find it. And, of course, microbial keratitis, inflammation of the cornea, one can have a very, very focal, subtle area of microbial keratitis with an indolent type of bacteria which just causes mild irritation. But again, in the setting of the dry eye, everything is magnified. And so for these patients, identifying a subtle microbial keratitis or persistent epithelial defect in that cornea means a great deal. Essentially, you have to bring your A game when it comes to managing patients with dry eye, because little things mean a lot. And frequently, patients may not have a whole lot to see on examination. Patients with dry eye, sometimes their symptoms are way out of proportion to their signs. All this means is that, it forces the diagnostician to be especially alert and meticulous in the evaluation, and to pick up on subtle things, which in this set of patients mean a great deal and causing significant symptoms. One category of patient which falls into this is the LASIK patients. Frequent times, LASIK patients may not have a whole lot of signs on examination, but they have significant symptoms, and the symptoms are real. The key is to identify, again, the subtlety of the signs, what the eye is telling you, and then to pick up on that and to treat the patients. And with that approach, we've had great success for many, many years. Now, the other areas we're talking about today as far as treatment, once you get past the comorbid states, is lid position and aqueous tear status, meibomian gland status, ocular surface and fornix status, and the tear outflow status. In the case of lid position, now, this is very important because lids, of course, do many things. And when they are abnormally oriented, that is to say, the lids can sometimes be rotated in or outward. If they're rotated in, then your lashes may indeed wind up striking the surface of your eye, creating inflammation. And in the setting of dry eye, of increasing your risk of infection and serious consequences. The lid may be rotated outward, in which case it would increase the evaporative surface area, exacerbating, again, the dry eye and creating more inflammation. The lids may be retracted. Think status post burn, chemical injury, status post thermal injury, status post lid, or in the setting of lid disease, Graves' disease, or thyroid eye disease, where the upper lids most notably are retracted, where you can sometimes see the white of the eye above the colored part of the eye, the superior sclera is visible. And again, this increases the surface area. These patients tend to have a decreased blink, and with that, it increases the evaporation and exacerbates dry eye. Speaking about blink rate is so important. Not just the rate, but the excursion. Is that upper lid, and by the way, the upper lid does most of the work in a blink. If you look carefully at someone blinking, their lower lid moves sideways a little bit, but not a whole lot of up and down. Of course, the upper lid does most of the work with the blink. Does that upper lid close completely before it opens again? This is called excursion, blink rate and excursion. And if not, then the ocular surface is exposed. And when exposed, it dries out, desiccates, and that's when the surface tissues and cells break down and cause inflammation. This exposure can happen not just throughout the day with a poor blink, but it can also happen at nighttime. It's called nocturnal lag ophthalmos, when the lids do not close during sleep. A very frequent condition, actually, and often missed. Best way to catch it is have your significant other get down by your chest and look up while you're sleeping. If you look over from the pillow, you may not be able to detect the small space or the small fissure in between the lids. The best way to identify that is, again, to get to the chest and look from underneath to detect that, because this, again, is a significant phenomena which exacerbates dry eye. And besides the blink rate, excursion, and exposure, aberrant eyelash growth. We talked a little bit about when lids are rotated inward, lashes can grow against the ocular surface. And so these are all issues that need to be attended to. Of course, with an abnormal lid position, the lids can be repositioned surgically with the exposure, abnormal blink rate, one can, number one, create a more friendly or a friendlier environment for yourself. Again, minimizing fans, overhead fans, air conditioning vents if you're sleeping. For example, the vent in your bedroom should be sending the air across the ceiling and not down onto the bed. Sometimes I've had patients just 4 or 5 times a day to stop what they're doing and blink. 3 sets of 10 reps, for example. Lubricants, moisture chambers, and there are other ways to reduce the exposure, such as placing a small weight in the lid. Botox, which is botulism toxin, can be used in the upper lid to create a mild droop, which again reduces exposure and exposed surface area. And a small tarsorrhaphy in the outer corner of the lids can also be done. That where a tarsorrhaphy is suturing a small area of lid together, that is the upper and lower lid together in the far outer corner. Again, that will reduce the exposed tissue and significantly help these patients. And once again, before I go on to the next topic, I want to remind you again, we can still get a phone call in here. Our number is 289-1860, 289-1860. And outside of Hillsborough County, it's 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Okay. Now, going back to treatment for abnormal or aberrant lashes, certainly these lashes can be epilated or removed. There are other techniques as well, using freezing treatment or radio surgery or direct follicle removal. In the meantime, a bandage contact lens, a soft contact lens, can be applied to the surface of the eye so that the lash hits the contact rather than the eye in the interim. Moving on past lids, blink, and eyelashes, the next is the aqueous tear status. Problem may be a decreased aqueous tear volume, which is certainly seen quite frequently in Sjogren's patients. And here we can improve the tear volume by decreasing outflow of the tear. We do that with punctal occlusion. We just like we had done that for Bonnie, the patient that was with us in the middle of the show today, expressing her positive outcomes. We can also improve the tear distribution. If there's wrinkling on the surface of the eye, we can smooth that out and enhance tear distribution and effective tear volume. We can also increase secretion in some cases using topical anti-inflammatories. Sometimes we can use an oral agent such as Salagen or Evazac, which stimulates the glands to secrete more tears. It can also times increase salivation. There's some adverse side effects such as increased sweating and other systemic side effects, of course, which one would see with a systemically taken medication. So we tend not to use that unless we absolutely have to. And here we are. The hour is already come and gone. We didn't get a chance to address all there was to talk about, but again, we'll do so another time. Next week on the Focus on Females Radio Health Care Clinic, we're tackling social phobias and anxiety. And my guest expert would be Dr. Stephen Canfer, psychiatrist Dr. Stephen Canfer. That's next Sunday. In the meantime, I want to encourage everyone out there with Sjogren syndrome or dry eye without Sjogren syndrome that there are solutions for you. There are ways to reverse your symptoms and comfortableize, lead to restored lives. Don't give up. Keep seeking out. There's always new and innovative therapies. Have a great week.